Hi, I'm Rob Brown and welcome you accounting, finance professionals, tech enthusiasts to the Accounting Answers podcast. We've embarked on a captivating exploration of the future of accounting and its profound connection to the ever-changing technology ecosystem. Think for a moment how access to the minds of a range of accounting experts, influencers, vendors and leaders would keep you super informed about what's going on in this wonderful profession. You'd stay relevant and future-focused. You'd make better strategic and career decisions if you know what forces are in play and what factors are driving change. To unravel complexities and unveil the future of accounting, I've personally interviewed 111 leading accounting professionals, tech leaders, and industry influencers, each bringing their unique expertise and insights to the table. And together, we'll delve into the five critical questions that will shape the accounting world. Through the eyes and minds of people living the accounting life or talking to accountants every day, we'll talk about five critical topics that ignite impassioned debates and stimulate minds across the globe. We're mapping the transformative trajectory of the accounting profession and its symbiotic relationship with the technological revolution. We'll be asking about the next-gen accountants, how far down the advisory line firms are, what's going to change the accounting world, what the software vendors and tech providers could do better to serve accountants, and what's coming up in the future. Let's get straight into the answers for today's topic. We've been focusing this week on the question, what significant changes are on the horizon for the accounting profession in coming years? Getting future-focused is top of the agenda for accounting firms, professional associations, societies, governing bodies, who all shape the reputation of the profession. So let's get ahead of these disruptive forces as another five of our 111 accounting influencers and experts share their very best analysis. Up next is the wonderful Roger Connect, president of Universal Accounting Center, author, host, father, husband, who brings a holistic approach to accounting education, focusing on both personal and professional growth.
In my opinion, the biggest demand is that the accounting profession is really being disserviced by the number of people going into it. Let me explain. The demand for accounting services is being outpaced by the people entering the colleges to get the degrees. It's being outpaced by the number of people that are choosing to retire from the profession. The services are needed. The economy is growing. Businesses are starting and developing. But what's failing is that we have, as a profession, not made this a sexy enough career to pursue, that individuals are seeing that this is something I'd like to do, would feel that I can make an impact in my community doing. And therefore, what we're experiencing is a larger demand for accounting services than the profession can meet or service. And so, yeah, there's a significant change coming. And I believe that there are a lot of things that need to adapt. It's going to relate to how the profession actually defines itself, how it actually services the businesses, large and small. So, yeah, I believe that there's a significant change on the horizon. As the economy expands, the need for accounting services is enhanced, and we're, as a profession, shrinking. The fear is very simple. I believe what's going to happen is you have in small business, which is the backbone of the economy, this number that says within the first 5 years, a certain percent fail. Many businesses struggle and fail within those first 3 to 5 years. And I believe that that is, for among a number of reasons, a large part on the shoulders of the accounting profession. We do not help business owners understand what's happening as it relates to cash flow, as it relates to basically cash versus accrual accounting. What we're doing is we're letting these business owners who have great ideas, great products and services, flounder in their ability to run their business. And if, as an accounting profession, we can step in and help them, they are more likely to survive. Well, here's the problem. The problem is there's going to be fewer of us to help them. Therefore, I believe that the number of businesses failing will increase, and it will cause a greater burden in the economy as people find themselves struggling more and more. Anytime we run into a situation such as a recession, we're dealing with businesses that are being strained. And as an accounting profession, we can get in and help certain businesses weather that storm. But if there's fewer of us to help service those needs, these businesses are more likely to struggle and flounder, and therefore, we're not doing our part as a profession to help the economy.
Joining the debate now is Russell Crane, Director of Transformation at Gravita, where his expertise with technology is redefining how accounting firms leverage technology for better service delivery.
So I think for this, I would discount any regulatory changes because they will always happen. But for me, significant change in the accounting or in accounting, I think, at a profession the focus of attention on risk and security, given the technological advances in terms of sharing data, cybersecurity, and accessing information will become much more prominent. So I think that will absolutely be a significant change in focus. I expect client appetite to start changing and valuing more proactive advisory services as well. There's definitely been a shift in adoption of technology and services from businesses. So I expect that to definitely uptake as well going forward. And then that continued development piece and advancement in technology around automation. So the manual tasks, I think, will continue to reduce. We talked about compliance reducing many years ago, and whilst it's still there, it's done better than it was before. I think that will absolutely start to erode. The question is, what goes with that and at what rate and in what kind of time frame?
And now insights from Seth Feinberg, business journalist and accounting profession consultant and content strategist, who uses his media expertise to elevate the conversations around accounting practices and industry trends.
Automation, the levels of automation, we're already seeing it come from AI, for sure. Just like a decade or so ago, when cloud and cloud technology started becoming more of the norm in accountancy, the next level of automation is already here. It's in its nascency, and it has a lot to learn from the professionals that use it. That's something that can't be understated. But this is something that's going to significantly change in accounting. And also, again, outside of technology, I think the business environment, the expectations of businesses are really, going to demand and have been demanding, more of this sort of proactiveness and more of this forward-looking, advice, being more of a planner, whether it's, financial or other areas of business planning. I think the accountant is going to be, that's really going to be more of their role.
We now turn to Siddharth Kothari, owner of Digital Outsourcing Services, a strategic partner to accountants where he provides innovative outsourcing solutions that enhance efficiency and capacity for accounting firms all over the world.
So the accountancy industry would be looking forward for blockchain technology, because the firms would be now using a different technology on how they are storing information, how they are accessing information. And they would be looking towards a solution where the information is accessible even for the staff members working remotely. And they are also accessible in hand. That means on cloud solutions or different storage capacities and everything. It's just not would be something that, okay, it is available in the office. They have to be in the office. They can also go like on client visits and everything. The second thing is, when it comes to the digitization, I think making tax digital would also make a lot of impact, because governments would be focusing on how enterprises are leveraging technology, keep their data safe, but also making sure that whatever the refunds, tax credits, or benefits that are being rolled out to different businesses, companies and everything, they should be on a real-time basis. So yeah, I think that would also make a lot of impact on how it is done.
Next up is a favorite of mine, one of the most respected accounting influencers in the United Kingdom, and certainly a big figure in the round table that we run here. It's Steve Cox, accountant, thought leader, technology strategist, 20-year software vendor veteran, who brings a wealth of experience in leveraging technology to solve complex accounting challenges. Here he comes.
There's lots of change going on in accountancy. And if we ignore the business as usual from the kind of compliance changes as an annual change, that's kind of bread and butter stuff. So let's ignore that. There are two big areas that we're going to see a lot of change. One is from a technology perspective. Technology is evolving so fast that we're seeing accountants not just adopting more technology than they ever have, but also they're starting to play the latest generation of technology. You only just have to look in the last year how much accountants have gone to generative AI and ChatGPT to go and have a play with it to see what the future could look like for them. So the first bit is that technology is going to be adopted more by accountants than ever, and they'll start to use that in the mainstream rather than just playing. The second side, unfortunately, is to do with compliance, because whilst it may have been delayed, MTD is still looming on the horizon. So making tax digital in the UK is coming, and it is going to require a large change in the way that accountants work, but also with their clients. But the other bit that what a lot of different accountancy firms and professionals in the industry are forgetting about is the company's house reforms coming in the next 12 to 18 months. The Economic Crime and Corporate Transparency Act is on its way in 2024. And so many people don't even know it's coming. It's going to be MTD, but for company's house. So roll over HMRC and on comes the war with company's house and the Transparency Act. And from an international perspective, there's a much wider drive on transparency, like what we've just mentioned in the UK, but also around data privacy. And therefore, the UK's equivalent of GDPR, which is affecting just Europe, over in America, over in Australia. This focus on data privacy and ultimately data protection is going to go through the roof in the next 12 to 18 months. Whilst some countries like the UK have taken a forward foot in the way they go with this, actually a number of other countries are now looking at how can they improve their data protection and data privacy laws. In fact, the worrying stat is that accountancy firms, and this is a global piece, are more likely than any other business. In fact, 300% more likely to be held from a ransomware attack or from a data hacking because of the data they hold on their clients. So watch out 2024, because data privacy is going to be at the forefront of most firms' minds.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what, if anything, will significantly change accounting in the next few years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of what is coming up change-wise for accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best influencers and leaders we can find in the accounting world. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends and colleagues. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK Europe region. These are great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.